webinar, if you were not on live or you are not on the first webinar series, or you didn't go to the Destined Dream Retreat, and even if you did, you might want to go back and revisit that, because creating the dream, creating that picture is so important. Number two, we talked about testing the dream the last time that we met. John Maxwell has a great book called Put Your Dream to the Test. I recommend that you read it. And we covered 10 questions that you have to ask yourself to test the dream. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how we track the dream. And then the next time that we meet, we're going to talk about reaching the dream, and we're going to talk about living the dream. And I'm so blessed to be able to talk about this, because I've been blessed to be able to reach a few dreams in my life, and I want the rest of my life to be about helping you reach your dreams. And let me see who all is on the line here. Okay, we've got quite a few people. That's great. And want you to type in questions anytime. We've got plenty of time to do that. And let me also say this. Of course, my third book is out now, Think and Be Phenomenal. If you don't have a copy of that yet, just go to Amazon.com. Give me a review over there if you've already read the transcript that I sent you. And I sent that through the Inner Circle. Everybody who is on this call is an Inner Circle member, so you can either go back to your email or go up to the Inner Circle Facebook page and see where I posted it. And if you just go to Amazon.com, give me a review, I'll send you at least one free personalized copy. Between you and me, I would do that anyway, and you probably qualify for three or four already. And but that's another story. And the reason that we're doing that is because we want to get quite a few reviews up there before we do our Amazon launch. Of course, we'll have extra copies of this at the conference next month that you can take back to your team as well. But one of the things that this book is based on is this quote by a man by the name of Frank Outlaw that says this: when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. And if we look at this, you know, we begin to learn that whatever we put in our mind, you know, Zig Ziglar said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change, and that's the whole idea, is you can change. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Because here's what we know. What we know is that what we believe, or what we think we believe, what's in our mind, human beings do what human beings believe. Human beings do what human beings think about. Human beings do what human beings see in their mind. So when you change your belief, you change your expectations. If I believe that I can reach a dream, if I believe that I can do a specific thing or not, I'm going to expect something different. If you believe that you were born to win, if you believe that when you plan to win and you prepare to win, that you can expect to win, see, you change your beliefs. Zig Ziglar said, if you want to have something different, you got to do something different. In order to do something different, you got to be something different. You've got to believe. And only then are you going to change your expectations. And so it's so important. What the dream is all about is it's all about going back to our thinking, and not just thinking big, not just dreaming big, but believing big. And really challenging ourselves to say, you know what one man can do, another can do, and I can do this, but do I really believe it? And you can check your beliefs by what you do. You can check your beliefs by your performance. You can check your beliefs by your behavior. You can check your beliefs by your attitude. You can check your beliefs by your expectations. And the challenge is that each and every one of us are born into a fallen world, and we're subject to negative thinking. And, you know, Zig says, don't be a snyop. It's being susceptible to the negative influence of other people. Most people have stinking thinking. They need a checkup from the neck up, and they have hardening of the attitudes. And if you change your beliefs and you believe that you can, you believe that you can win, believe that you're born to win, believe that you're a phenomenal product, believe that what one man can do, another can do, you're going to expect different things. And when you have great expectations, it's going to change your attitude. When your attitude changes and you really believe something, you're going to change what you do. You're not going to work on something that you don't believe is possible. And when you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. You know, I can say I love my wife, but if I don't serve my wife, if I don't show her that I love her by doing specific things, then it's not going to really mean anything. I'm not going to get the outcome that I want to have in that relationship. If I have a goal, if I have something that I want to have, if I say that I want to have this, that, or the other thing, I want to reach this dream, but my behaviors don't match that, that I don't do the things that I need to do, obviously I'm not going to get there. So, Frank Outlaw said, watch your thoughts, they become words. How many of you have found that whatever you're thinking about, that's what you're talking about? And see, it's so easy to get caught up in what's happening in the media. And, you know, you got to get so serious about what you allow people to put into your mind. You know, Denise and I were in Italy here several weeks ago, back in July, I guess, already September. Getting to be late September here, so 2 months ago. And we spent 8 days in Italy without a television, without any kind of media at all, except for, you know, obviously I had email and internet, but, you know, when I get on my email, I just take care of that, and I get on Facebook or whatever. But, you know, the absence of the chatter from talk radio, the absence of chatter from Fox News and the commercials and what's happening in the media. You know, I don't really care if I know who the movie stars are anymore. I don't really care if I know what's happening with this one or that one. In fact, you know, one of my dreams, one of my goals is that 10 years from now, someone would say something about the top artist in the world or the top movie star in the world, and I'd go, who's that? I don't know if that's a good dream or not, but that's the kind of weirdo that you're working with here. But, you know, I want my thoughts to be pure. I want to think about the things that are going to give me the destiny that I want to have. I want to think about the things. I want to put the things in my mind that will help me to be a better person, so I'll do the right things and so that I'll have a different life. We got to be serious about this. So I get back from Italy and I said, man, I got a good head start. I think what I'll do is I'll just watch DVDs, because the fact is, and I was thinking about this, that since I was a little kid, probably like you, you know, I fell asleep in front of the television. And, you know, when you think about how television and media and all those kinds of things affect us. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. I'm looking at the questions down here to make sure I'm coming through okay. And Neil's like, can I borrow your bike this weekend? Well, I do have an errand for you. Neil, so I need you to go over to my house and do some things. Talk about a dream coming true is building a house in Destin, our first house, and we got another one that we're thinking about building, but that we're, Lord willing, going to build. But Anyway, the thing is that we've got to understand how serious this is. So I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to watch DVDs and that kind of stuff. And I'm going to choose, because since I've been a kid, maybe like you, I'd fall asleep in front of the TV. And media and television and all of that has become so much a part of Western culture that we're just so used to it that at the end of the day, to unwind, it's such a passive, amazing, you know, medium that that it just kind of, you know, takes over. So the problem with it is not that you know, taking time to unwind. And I mean, I'm watching like two movies a night, you know, started like 6 o'clock and between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock when I go to bed, I watch two movies sometimes, you know. And so the thing is, though, is that I'm choosing which movies to watch. I'm choosing what goes into my mind. But when you're watching television or you're listening to TV, I listen to the radio, I should say, then someone else is choosing what goes into your mind. And once it's there, it's like a seed that you can't do anything about. It's like a seed that's in the ground. But you can decide whether you continue to water that seed or not. So I can get caught up in, you know, what's happening in the Middle East. I can get caught up with, you know, what's happening with on the news, and that just dominates our thought, and the media dominates our thought. So this isn't a bash the media session. It's just a session that says, you know, watch your thoughts. You have control over what goes into your mind to a certain degree. Obviously, we live in the world. We don't know what people are going to say to us. We don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what we're going to experience. And I'm not talking about, you know, being a hermit, but watch your thoughts. And any thought that comes into your mind that's negative, that's not uplifting, that's not constructive, eliminate it. Kill negative self-talk. Watch your words, because here's the thing. Are you a liar? Of course not. As a matter of fact, you believe the words that you say, otherwise you wouldn't say them. Unless you're, you know, intentionally saying something to get a different, you know, reaction from someone or to for a specific purpose. Zig Ziglar often said that his motivational speeches helped him more than anybody. Being a speaker helped him more than anybody, because he heard the words that he was saying, and those words, like seeds, soak into your mind, and you water those seeds, and you nurture that seed, and you get growth. Because then your words become actions, and your actions become habits. It's like a polishing of a stone, just over and over and over. The more that you do something, good or bad, becomes a habit. And then your habit becomes your character. Your character is what you actually do and don't do. I can say that I value health over ice cream, but if I eat a gallon of ice cream before I go to bed at night, I don't. But if I did, the fact is that I value ice cream. My character has more to do with whatever's behind me needing ice cream or wanting ice cream than it is health. And whatever we do or don't do, what we value, we do. What we do, we value. And that makes up our character, and it truly becomes our destiny. And that's why I wrote this book, The Five Levels of Being Phenomenally Successful, is that we've got to become aware of how we're thinking and how it's affecting our life. Number two, the second level, is being willing to change, being willing to face up and change. I was counseling someone yesterday. I'm using that term very loosely. Guys had a bad marriage for about 4 years now, and neither of them over the years have been truly willing to change. They're waiting for the other person to change. And how many of you know that we can't change someone else? But if we're willing to change, then we open up the door for them to change. Whether they ever will or not, I don't know, but I do know that if I'm not willing to change, someone else is not willing to change. So I just encouraged him that, look, what do you got to lose to just be the person that you need to be, and you know, don't try to push to change the other person. Don't put it in drive, but also don't let someone else, you know, yank you into reverse. Just put it in neutral. Be the person that you need to be. Love your wife. Serve your wife. Be happy, because our happiness should not depend on our circumstances. It should depend, our happiness and fulfillment should be determined by who we are and whose we are. It should be determined by the fact that we know that we were born to win, that we're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. We are a phenomenal product, therefore we can do phenomenal things and have a phenomenal life. Even if there are difficult circumstances, we can be fulfilled, we can be happy, we can be inspired in the midst of the challenges. And then number three is controlled attention, and that is putting the focus on, in this case, what it is that we're thinking about and what we need to think about, and engage in intentional thinking, intentional dreaming, and specifically concentrating on specific things that we want to accomplish, specific things that we want to do. And then that thinking itself becomes a habit. And then fourth is commitment. We enter into the commitment stage when we focus on something long enough, because we do what we think about. The more that we think about something, the more that we focus on something, we move into the commitment level where we are starting to make some progress. We're starting to move toward those things. We're starting to figure out how to get those things done on a more consistent basis. And then finally is character. Our character automatically changes based on how long we stay in the commitment phase. And you really never know if you've truly changed until you just have some big time personal storms. By the way, how many of you have read this whole book? And even if you haven't read this whole book, how many of you have read some of the book, and what have you gotten out of the book so far? Type it in real quick. Now, see, some of you aren't looking at your screen. Hopefully you're paying attention. Am I still connected? Okay, so finally, Azure, am I coming in okay? Am I just maybe getting a delay on the questions maybe? Okay, very good, very good. Okay, all right, thank you, Azure, thank you, Dimitri. Okay. So here's the deal. The deal is that the dream starts with you. The dream starts with you. And Zig Ziglar's very last book, Born to Win, he said that one of the chapters was know what you want. If you're going to win, you got to know what you want. Successful people know what they want out of life. Part of the problem is that people don't know what it is that they want. And that is, you know, probably the most important work that you can do. John Maxwell says that the two most important days of anybody's life is the day that they were born and the day they find out why. And the fact is, successful people know what they want. I think significant people know what their why is and what their purpose in life is. And, you know, it's not maybe we need to search for that. We need to find that. But maybe in some cases, you know, I don't know, maybe God doesn't want us to know that until a certain point. So, I mean, I didn't know it for the longest time, and I wasn't as successful because I didn't know. I knew some of what I wanted, but I didn't really know what my purpose was. But successful people know what they want. What I recommend to people who don't know what their dream is, don't know what their purpose is just focus on becoming a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 on that wheel of life. And when you focus on doing that, when you focus on making your relationships better, you focus on, you know, getting your finances better, you focus on, you know, getting in the position that you want to be in your business, when you focus on getting healthy, when you focus on learning and stay engaged in learning, then what happens is, and you have a little fun along the way, what happens is that I think all of us would be totally inspired if we're a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 on that wheel of life. So at least know that that's what you want, and then if you can go beyond that, then do that. Successful people know who they are. As I was talking with this gentleman yesterday, that was his challenge, is that all of his life, as he's been trying to be someone other than who he really is. And until we get comfortable in our own skin, until we really understand who we are and whose we are, we're not going to reach that dream. In Proverbs, the writer of this particular proverb says that a man is as he thinks. A person will does what they see in their mind, and they will act out how they see themselves in their mind. That's just the reality, and that's why we want to drive home that you're a phenomenal product. And that you're born to win, that you're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. And as Zig always liked to say, God don't make no junk. A phenomenal person is one that's remarkable, extraordinary. And that's basically, by the way, every single person on earth. The problem is that they don't know it, and that's why they do bad things. Zig Ziglar said that what holds human beings back is a poor self-image. They don't know who they are. They don't know whose they are. But a phenomenally successful person has control over their thoughts and emotions. In other words, if we are dominated by our emotions, if our thoughts are just running wild, and that's the thing, is that you have this powerful, powerful image of yourselves. You have this powerful machine in your head that will take over if you allow it to take over. And if you allow external forces to dominate your thoughts and therefore affect your emotions, then you're not being the phenomenal person that you were created to be. So a phenomenal person has control over their thoughts and emotions. They're focused. They're inspired. Why are they inspired? Because they know that they can become the person that they were born to be. And they're diligent and they're disciplined. And they're diligent and disciplined because they know what they want. So always remind yourself of that. Again, Zig said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Tom Ziegler said, what you feed your mind determines your appetite. Isn't that true? That when we think about certain things, we think about our dream. Guess what? My appetite for that dream increases. I think about ice cream. Guess what? My appetite for ice cream increases. Zig also said that failure is trading what you want most for what you want right now. Failure is trading what you want most for what you want right now. See, what you really want most is to reach that dream. But right now, maybe I want something that's not going to help me to get to that dream. You see, vision without action is just a daydream. I can have this vision of this dream, but if I don't take the right action toward that dream, nothing's going to happen. And guess what? If I take action that's going to put me in reverse, that's actually going to take me farther from that dream, guess what? I'm going to be in the same spot. I love the story that Tom tells about when his parents were going to Australia. They were going to go on a speaking tour for 3 weeks to Australia. Tom was 20 years old. His goal at that time was to be a professional golfer, and he had all these tournaments set up and practice and all that. I mean, he's really committed to that goal, and he's 20 years old. And Dad comes home and says, "Hey, listen, we're going to Australia for 3 weeks." And of course, you know, in Tom's mind, look, you need a 20-year-old to shuffle that baggage around, and, you know, I need to go to Australia. And Zig didn't say no. He didn't say, "No, you're staying home. You got to do this. You got to do that." He was much wiser than that. Instead, he asked him a question. He said, "Will going to Australia take you closer to?" Well, first he asked him, "Hey, your goal is to become a professional golfer, right? And you've got all these tournaments set up. You've got all this practice set up, right?" He said, "Right." He said, "Well, will going to Australia take you closer to or farther from your goal?" And of course, Tom said, that just wasn't a fair question. Because you know what the answer is. And of course, he stayed home. He didn't go to Australia. But you know, unfortunately, where most people live is action without vision. And that's a nightmare, because when you take action, we're busy, we're doing things, and so many times we don't know what we want, we don't know what that vision is, we don't know what that dream is, we don't know where it is that we're going, so we're taking all sorts of action. I see small business owners many times, you know, jump on this strategy and that strategy and run here and run there and do this, do that. And they don't take the time to do what you're doing right now and to really just simply take the time to think about what I really want out of life. You know, and your dreams change. Your goals change as you get older. You know, that happened to me recently. You know, we get this little house down here in Destin, and, you know, before that happened, as recently as the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to have my house in Houston. We're going to build Stallworth and Destin. I'm going to have a ranch in Costa Rica. I'm going to buy a jet. I'm going to do all these kinds of things. And, you know, after being there just a week, I thought to myself, you know what? We could sell our house in Houston, pay off our property at Stallworth, and, you know, I could just kind of live the simple life down here on the beach. I mean, that's my dream anyway. So why do all the rest of this stuff? And just between us, this is just between us girls here, we're going to sell our house in Houston. All of my employees don't know that yet. My clean as a whistle folks don't know that yet. But, I mean, I could rent an apartment here. I could stay in a hotel every single night of the month. I wouldn't, but for the whole month, and not spend as much money as I spend on this house and not have the cash that I could get from the equity. So, you know, that's a new goal. That's a new part of the picture. So the farther that you go, you see things, you experience things that you didn't experience before, and you can adjust that dream. You can change that vision. But if you're just doing stuff, you're just going to work every day, and you're not taking the time to do what you're doing right now, to really think about your dream, to focus on that dream and really develop that vision, you end up with a life that someone else created for you. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is how to track your dream. Now, what I'm going to share with you today, a few of you have probably been through maybe once or twice, but I don't think that we've really taken the time to break it down and understand it. But let me ask you a few questions. We did this in Destin, but we're going to do it again today because it's so important. Would you like to have a clean desk every day? Yes? Oh, look at how good Azure. She's driving and she's still typing in. Don't do that. I'm sure your boy's typing. Why? Enter. Okay. Would you like to get more done every day? Would you like to reach more of your goals faster? Would you like to have everything that you need in one place? And would you like to be the most organized person that you know? You know, I have hundreds of surveys that we've done in all of our workshops and conferences and everything. I literally have stacks of these, and one of my future projects is to maybe hire an intern or somebody to go through all this stuff and get all the data there. But one of the things that I know is that when we put down what do you feel your biggest challenge is, most people put down that they're not organized. There's so much coming out at you every day. How are you going to track your dream if you can't even, you know, track your basic numbers, right? So would you like to be the most organized person that you know? Would you like to be able to operate from anywhere? When I first developed this little organizational system, I was working out in the field. So I'm not even at a desk. I had a big, like, accountant's type briefcase. I have my laptop in there. I have my file folders in there. I had all my stuff in there. And so I could just break out anywhere on a job site, at lunch, at someone's office, or in my vehicle, and I could operate from anywhere. Way back when before everything went to, you know, 3G and everything, I had one of the very first, you know, cell phones. I had that, at one point, I had that big Radio Shack phone, you know, that was like this big, huge brick, and it had those batteries that would last about 20 minutes, and, you know, each one of them was like a big...